You're listening to the Sportsman's Empire Podcast Network, brought to you by Full Sneak Gear. Check out their entire lineup at fullsneakgear.com. Also, be sure to check out our entire stable of podcasts at sportsmansempire.com. New from Moultrie Mobile, the Feed Hub offers first-of-its-kind cellular connection and control for nearly any spin cast feeder on the market. When used with the Moultrie Mobile app, you can monitor feed and battery levels, run feeders on demand, receive alerts when feeders are clogged, and remotely adjust feeding times. The Feed Hub is ideal for anyone who maintains feeders. Remove the guesswork and save time by planning feeder maintenance before you drive to your hunting property. For more information, visit MoultrieMobile.com.
It's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year... Part of the past, the celebrations forgotten, the history,
Vegas Golden Knights.
History, we're back to a blank slate, clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
Welcome to the Range Podcast. I'm Ricky Brule, and with me is Jake Hollywood Iverson. Join us at the Archery Range, where we'll tell stories from the hunt, discuss technical bow shooting tactics and gear, and pick the brains of some of the most successful people to ever shoot a bow. Whether you're about to shoot that X for the win or send an arrow at a trophy buck, this podcast is for you. Range Podcast is brought to you by Vapor Trail Archery, makers of the best bowstrings money can buy, originators of limb-driven arrow rest technology, and innovators of stokerized stabilizer systems.
Welcome to the Range, everybody. I'm Ricky Brule, your host, and I am here at the Vapor Trail Studios. Thank you all for joining us today. You can find the video version of this episode on our Vapor Trail YouTube channel, so make sure you head on over, give us a subscribe, give a like, and also hit that bell so you can be up to date on all things archery. Be sure to check us out, The Range Podcast, on Instagram and on Facebook. Also, be sure to head on over to our Vapor Trail and Stokerize social media channels as well. I was really hoping to do something exciting for you guys today because we are approaching, it'll be Wednesday after this airs, will be 1 year of The Range Podcast. So, woo! We all give ourselves a pat on the back for keeping this train rolling and super proud of that accomplishment. So hopefully we could do something special here for you guys soon to celebrate the 1 year. So today I just wanted to just record a real quick episode because we've been super busy, but I don't want to skip a week. I just wanted to go over the current state of Vapor Trail and Stokerize stabilizers as we are sitting right now, and had some success this week. I shot my turkey, which is like an amazing story, and we'll get to that soon. But first, we got a lot of exciting things coming up through the summer, and just kind of wanted to give y'all a little bit of an update. And for those of you who don't know about Vapor Trail and Stokerize products, thought I'd just kind of give you a quick rundown on all of those products. So as a lot of you know, we manufacture arrow rests. Vapor Trail is the innovators and the originators of limb-driven technology. A lot of people don't realize that. And we originated that technology back in about 2005. And we have several different iterations of that technology all the way up to the current model that we have right now, which is the Gen Integrate and the Gen Integrate X. Now, this arrow rest has eclipsed almost anything that we've ever done. It's incredible. The only downside is that we've had so many orders that we've been back ordered. We're finally getting caught up on those orders, and so it's like super exciting. So if you're looking to get one, make sure you head over to your local dealer, request one from your local dealer, or you can also order them directly off of our website as well. So those are available. And just a little bit of information on that arrow rest. So we've got two different versions. We've got the GI8, which is your standard version, and then you've got the GI8X, which has micro adjustability. Those are your two main differences. Now, this rest was sort of designed specifically around the Matthews in the beginning, simply because Matthews was the first to incorporate the integrated mounting system on their bows, which is basically like a little rail that they put on the front of the riser. It forgoes the standard burger button on the side of the riser where you would typically mount your aero rest. So now what it does is it puts everything in line with the riser, and then you couple that with your other inline accessories like your sight and your stabilizers as well. The GI8 and the GI8X limb driver aero rest is currently our top seller, with the Gen 7 series and the Pro VX in a close contention for second and third. The Pro V is essentially on the same platform as far as the technology or how the aero rest operates. However, it's a much lower price point, so I think that's partially why that one does so well. Although it does not have the ability to mount to the IMS, and so I think for those people that want to have that mountability, then they upgrade to either the GI8 or the GI8X. Previously, an issue that we had with the GI8X is the inability to mount the low pro accessories, like, or the low pro quiver, the one piece detachable and the two piece fixed quiver. And so what we did was we thinned up the rest. There was a micro adjust knob on the right side that we removed, and then we also took about a quarter inch off of the entire housing, the rest itself. And so now you're able to get those stabilizers on there and they're able to function properly. So that's been a really big thing for us. Ever since we've made that change, the aero rest has been performing really well. And so we're really excited to really start putting a hard push out there. On top of that, some of the things that I've been working on is we just got a new catalog that we just put together. It's completely finished. It's at the printer. They're getting them printed up, and hopefully those are going to be shipping. So for those of you who are on our mailing list, you're going to receive those new catalogs in the mail soon. That includes both retail customers and dealers. And then another big thing that I've been working on is kind of revamping our promotional staff. And so essentially what we're doing is all of our current pro staff, we're having them reapply. We got a couple different positions that are available. And so what we're going to try to do is we're just going to try to make it a little bit more efficient. I've got a lot of hats that I wear, and so it's difficult for me to give the pro staff the attention that they need. And so that's been kind of a big project, and we're completely revamping that. We're also adding an affiliate program to that as well so that the pro staffers can get paid. So if you have experience in archery and you feel like you could fit the bill for the promotional staff, please head over to the Vapor Trail website. You'll see in the top left corner, there's a link that says Pro Staff. When you click on that, then there'll be another button that says Become a Pro Staffer. Click on that, fill out the application, email will come directly to me, and then I'll be reviewing those over the next probably 2 to 3 weeks, and then hopefully be getting back to everybody and making final decisions. Moving on to the bowstrings, Vapor Trail, we have a proprietary material called VTX, which stands for Vapor Twist Extreme. VTX is a blended material of both Vectran and Dyneema, and we've got a very specific blend there that we found holds up better in varying weather conditions. The strings have fully served end loops. We run very specific serving materials in certain areas that have more abrasion and more wear so that we can extend the longevity of the strings and cables that you put on your bow. Once they're settled in, sometimes in less than 10 shots, you're set. You have nothing to worry about. I mean, we've got hundreds of thousands of testaments to the quality of that product and tons of success photos. You know, we've been in this business for, we're going on 31 years now, and every year we make it better. Every year we find ways to do things better. So right now we're currently in the slow season, and I'm assuming a lot of the dealers are as well. I mean, in regards to doing string swaps and things like that. So I urge you, do not wait until June, July, August to pull your bow out of the case and get it ready for fall. Do it now. Go grab your bow, take a look at it, make sure your strings and cables are in good shape. If they are not, bring them to your local dealer now while they have plenty of time to spend with you, plenty of time to go through your bow and make sure everything is good. If you wait till July, August, there's a good chance you're going to be waiting, you know, a couple weeks, who knows, maybe a month to get your bow, depending on the dealer you go to. We have some dealers that we talk to that, I mean, they'll have upwards of 50 to 60 bows in their shop at a time, which is a lot. So make sure you pull your bows out of the case now, take a look at them, make sure you've got everything that you need. And if you need new strings, head to your local dealer. If you don't have one nearby, you can head over to our website. We've got an amazing customizer that you can go to. You can choose your colors, you can pick brass, you can do all that kind of stuff. If you don't know what the lengths are that you need for your bow, you can always give us a buzz ahead of time. We can tell you what those lengths are. You can import them on the website and then go ahead and order them that way. So we definitely urge you to go to a dealer first. Typically what's going to happen is a dealer is going to bundle it for you. So there's going to be a bundled cost for the strings and cables and then also to tune. It's in your best interest to go to a dealer, professionals who know what they're doing, and they'll make sure to get you set up properly. Moving on to stabilizers. Some of you may not know this, but we also own Stokerized Stabilizers as well. We bought the company in 2021. It was pretty much a turnkey operation, and so we've just been innovating ever since we took over. Stokerized has a great lineup of stabilizers, including acrylic and carbon. The major advantages you get with the two materials that we build our stabilizers out of is with the acrylic, it has the best dampening properties, but the con of it is that it's a little bit on the heavier side, and also it's not as stiff. To accommodate target shooters, we also have the carbon lineup as well. So for those guys that like to run a really long stabilizer, we use ultra high modulus carbon fiber. What that is it just adds rigidity. It makes the stabilizers super stiff. And the latest and greatest from Stokerized is known as the Aluma, which is essentially our acrylic stabilizer where we coat it with a Duracoat color that matches a variety of colors we have for our hardware. Then from there, what we do is we etch a pattern into that and it reveals the acrylic from underneath. So when it's backlit or if you have any lighting coming from behind, it also, it almost glows. It has like a glowing appearance, which is, it's super cool. They look awesome. And if you want to get a sneak peek on one of the newer products that we're going to be launching here soon, it's the Aluma SS1. You can see a sneak peek on the Stokerized Instagram page. It's a collaboration post with Vapor Trail, and I used the SS1 Aluma on my most recent turkey hunt. And so if you head on over to the Stokerized or Vapor Trail Instagram page, you'll see that there's a collaboration post there where I had some success with a turkey, and you can see a quick little sneak peek of what that SS1 Aluma looks like. It has an offset bracket that mounts to the bow, so what it does is it offsets the weight of your accessories on the other side of the bow. And so basically what that is it's the Aluma, standard Aluma series, but it incorporates the SS1 bracket into it, so then that way you can offset that weight to the side of your bow. Vapor Trail, we have a pro shop, and right now tends to be a little bit slower, especially now that it's getting nicer out. We've got a lot of people that are shooting outside, but then we also have people that are just, they're getting geared up for the outdoor season, shooting 3Ds, all that kind of stuff. So we've had plenty of customers coming through the door, needing some service work done, getting arrows built. And speaking of arrows, our arrow customizer on our website has been absolutely amazing. We have tons of orders coming in. And in case you didn't know, you can head on over there. It's on our Vapor Trail website, the arrow customizer. And you can choose from Victory arrows or Easton arrows. And then we've got a variety of different vanes, different sizes. We print and build our own wraps here, which are pretty amazing. They've got a little white strip in the front that we like to call the blood indicator. So even if you do use a color, you've got a little bit of white left over on that wrap, so you can see what kind of blood, if you're hunting, you can see what kind of blood you get, because that can be pretty critical in retrieving an animal when you're hunting. So if you're looking to get arrows, make sure you head over to the Arrow Customizer on our website. Take a look at what we've got to offer. And right now we're probably about a week out, so when you order, they should ship within a couple of days, and hopefully you get them a few days after that. So that's where we're at with the pro shop. So appreciate you if you've listened up to this point. If you have any questions about Vapor Trail or Stokerized products, make sure you shoot me an email at rick@vaportrailarchery.com. I'll be sure to answer all of your questions as best I can. So moving on to my turkey success. Yeah, so it was a pretty fun morning on Wednesday here. Was trying to conjure up a way to get out and hunt with my bow prior to spending a few days in the woods with my buddy Travis with a shotgun. I figured it'd also be a great opportunity for us to get some content for some of the Vapor Trail and Stokerized products. Our previous director of operations, John Becker, he was so kind as to go set up a couple of blinds in a really good spot that we know of. and he had it all prepped, all ready to go. He'd been scouting the birds, so we knew exactly kind of what they were up to and what they were doing. We met, 5:30 in the morning. Our content guy, our photo and video guy, Damon Wolf of All For One Creative, also met up with us. Tucked ourselves into the blind. We had a couple of decoys set at about 10 yards. 7 o'clock come around. Johnny hits the call. A couple of gobbles come from behind us, maybe 20 yards behind us. As these things typically go, they were kind of playing hard to get. They were sitting back there just strutting away. And basically we were between the birds and the decoys. And so they couldn't see the decoys right away. And so I think they were a little bit confused and they kind of started to make their way over. And as soon as they saw those decoys, they came in. I was sitting on the, if you're looking at the decoys in the blind, I was sitting on the far left side in the back corner. And I'm pretty sure they brushed the edge of the blind. That's how close they were. They were literally inches from me. They went past right into the decoys. Two good solid toms immediately started beating up the decoy. I mean, they were just hammering on it, hammering on each other, moving around. I'm at full draw and I'm trying to wait for my opportunity, just waiting for them to stop moving around. Finally, one of the birds stops. I anticipate he's going to start moving in towards the decoy. So I settle my pin just a little bit forward, hoping he's going to walk into it. I pull the trigger, and my arrow actually skims his breast and, basically what you could consider a miss, as all I did was shave some feathers off. He jumped up, flew out a little ways. I quick knocked another arrow. Came to full draw. The second bird is still sitting in the decoys, but at this point, I'm not sure if I've badly wounded this bird or what's happened specifically. So again, I settle my pin on the bird that's further out, the one that I had originally shot at. He starts to kind of scurry off a little bit, tried to lead him. He was probably 25, 30 yards, pulled the trigger. He decides that he's going to boogie. I try to lead him. I pull the trigger. I misjudged the yardage as well, so my arrow ended up landing behind him and pretty short. Before I could get a third arrow knocked, that second tom had already taken off and they bolted. And so as I sit there dejected as one would after missing twice, I've got only three arrows in my quiver, and so I get another arrow knock just in case they decide to come back or just in case any other birds come through. And sure thing, within 2 to 3 minutes, three jakes come through the woods. They're no more than 5 yards away from the blind. They go right into the decoys. And so I drew my bow back and they caught some movement in the blind. So they started to started to walk directly away from us, which is perfect. Settled my pin on the closest bird's spine, pulled the trigger, arrow hit home. The turkey flopped a couple of times, tried to run off, and then basically just took a digger, roughly made it 15 or 20 yards. And then the other two jakes jumped on top of them, started beating them up until they finally took off. We were trying to get them to come back into the decoy so perhaps Johnny could get a shot and him and I could double, but just didn't work out that way. Stuck it out in the blind for another couple hours trying to get some birds to come in. We did have one more solid tom come through behind us, but he was not falling for it this time. He just kept on working his way there. That group of birds that had came through earlier, they were all off in an adjacent field, probably 200 yards away. And clearly that's where he was headed, and there wasn't anything that was going to derail his path. So off he went, and that was the end of it. But, there's something, and I've talked about this on other ones, how terrible of a turkey hunter I am in regards to my shot. And the products I use, the VaporTrail products that I use, have always performed flawless for me. I mean, when I'm at the target range, doesn't matter wherever I'm at, everything is great. But man, I just get so excited. I get super shaky. I'll never get old. And again, I I just need to be more patient, I think, is typically where my problem is, because I don't want to be wounding animals. So, you know, that's just kind of what it comes down to. And, you know, but I never want to lose that. I never want to lose the excitement that comes from turkey hunting and from hunting anything in general, especially with a bow. So yeah, that's my story. Hope y'all like it. If anybody has a similar story, feel free to, feel free to send me a message. Love to hear it. Again, my email is rick@vaportrailarchery.com. Thanks for being here. Thanks for listening. Don't forget, the video version of this podcast can be found on the Vapor Trail YouTube channel. So make sure you head on over there, give us a subscribe, give us a like, and hit that bell so you can be up to date on all things archery. Also, be sure to head over to our social media channels, Instagram and Facebook, The Range Podcast, and you can also find Vapor Trail Archery and Stokerize there as well. And with that, we're packing up our bows, we're hitting the range. Have a great day, everybody. See ya.
Vapor Trail is now offering an exclusive discount to The Range Podcast listeners. Enter promo code TRP15, that's TRP15, at checkout for 15% off VTX bowstrings and Vapor Trail and Stokerize branded t-shirts, hats, and other gear.